California's Department of Housing and Community Development runs 26 migrant centers offering subsidized temporary homes for farm workers. But there's a catch. KUSP's Audia White was at the center near Watsonville on May 1st when it opened for the season.
Buena Vista Migrant Housing Center opens today for the summer and fall picking season. Only one housing unit remains available. A representative of the center shakes a raffle box while families wait hopefully.
Su número 2664, Eliseo Centeno Mandajano.
Buena Vista sits just north of Watsonville and has 103 housing units. A three-bedroom unit costs residents $12 a day. The units are nice, clean, air-conditioned, and even have a front yard. But in order to qualify, residents must prove they are migrant by moving at least 50 miles away when the facilities close in November.
My name is Christian Fernandez. I'm 15 years old and I go to Aptos High. I'm going to have to take finals as soon as I go back to school.
Christian starts his first day of school tomorrow. He left Mexico just before the end of the school year and starts school in Aptos just in time for finals. Christian gets really good grades in Mexico, but not here.
I'm like getting so much good grades over there, and then I come here and like I see stuff I already saw over there. Like I fell some classes. What? That just gets me like confused, you know?
My name is Julie Solomon, and I'm a member of the board of directors of Human Agenda.
Solomon, along with other members of Human Agenda and the Center for Farmworker Families, are working on changing the 50-mile rule.
So this is very, very disruptive to children's education to be uprooted multiple times during every single school year.
Human Agenda and the Center for Farmworker Families have been advocating to change the regulation for nearly 10 years. In 2010, they introduced a bill in the California legislature, but it died in the Senate. They are petitioning the Department of Housing and Community Development to get an exemption for families with children in school. HCD doesn't seem to agree there's a problem. Evan Gerberding is their deputy director of the Department of External Affairs.
Honestly, we haven't seen any evidence that migratory students are doing any worse than non-migratory students.
Gerberding says if migrant students are doing worse in school, other factors may be to blame.
If it's the 50-mile rule that is the culprit, or is it more just the seasonal nature of the work that is the driver here?
Human Agenda did its own survey. They say 9 out of 10 residents feel the regulation does affect their children's education.
It was difficult for their children to be changing teachers and having that kind of disruption. And socially, it was difficult for them to be with one group of kids, with another group of kids, back with the first group of kids.
Christian Fernandez's mom, Ilia, thinks the regulation affects her son's grades too. She says when he returns from Mexico, his grades drop.
Baja del inglés y los grados cuando llega de México siempre va más bajo aquí de los grados.
Human Agenda made several requests for the paperwork about when the 50-mile rule was first introduced, but they say HCD hasn't handed over any documents. If there is in fact no record of how or when the law was put on the books, it might not be enforceable. Human Agenda and the Center for Farmworker Families hope to hold a public hearing about the rule in the fall. I'm Adia White.
KUSP's Solutions in Education series is supported by Community Foundation Santa Cruz County. Find more of this series at kusp.org/education.